Hey friends, it's Catherine Schaefer from Unpolished But Called. Here is episode 50. Exciting. But here's the thing I've learned, that trusting God sounds way easier in theory than it feels in real life. So that's what we're going to talk about today on episode 50, especially when you're new at this, still figuring it out. What faith looks like outside of church walls and coffee mugs with Bible verses. People say, just trust God, like it's the same as waiting on hold for customer service. Like you can just hum a little worship song and magically stop panicking. But no, trusting God is messy. It's uncomfortable. It's basically unlearning every control habit you've ever had. And for someone like me, that's been, let's say, a process. I used to think I didn't have control issues. I wasn't a bossy person. I just liked things done properly, on time, in order, with a plan. Which sounds great until God decides to blow up the plan entirely. Then suddenly I'm like, okay, Lord, if you could just give me the new timeline, I'll totally let you lead. That's not surrender. That's spiritual project management. And I've caught myself doing it more times than I want to admit. And I'll pray, God, have your way. But what I really mean is, God, have your way, but make sure it looks like mine, please. You know what's wild? The longer I walk with Jesus, and I know it's only been 18 months now, so obviously I'm a pro, the more I realize he doesn't need my help, like at all. I thought maybe he'd appreciate my suggestions, my spreadsheets, my sense of urgency, but he doesn't, because he's God. He's got this. Still, that doesn't stop me from trying to just maybe nudge things along. And we don't call it manipulation, of course. We call it stewardship or taking initiative. But let's be honest. Sometimes what we label as faith is just panic in a Christian disguise. Like when we pray for God to open doors, but the second he doesn't move fast enough, we start jiggling every handle in sight. Or when we post something online, hoping that someone specific will see it, not because God told us to share it, but because maybe it'll get his attention. And by his, I mean the one whose name we've been low-key dropping in our prayer journal for months. Yeah, that's not faith. That's manipulation with scripture sprinkled on top. And don't worry, I'm not judging. I've been there and I've lived it. I've prayed prayers that sound holy, but were really just emotional negotiations. Lord, if you could just make this work out, I promise I'll give you the glory. Meanwhile, what I meant was, Lord, if you could just do it my way, I promise I'll pretend it was yours. But here's what I'm learning. The hard way. If I have to twist, push, or beg something into existence, it probably isn't from God. Because when it's really him, it flows. It doesn't need manipulation, just obedience. Now, don't get me wrong. Obedience isn't glamorous either. It's not that cinematic kind of faith where the clouds part and angels sing. Sometimes it just looks like God saying, wait. And me saying, wait on what, Lord? And him saying, you'll see. And then me saying, okay, but can you at least send me a calendar and wait? And then there's silence every time. and silence used to terrify me. I thought it meant he'd left me hanging, left me on red, that maybe I'd done something wrong, or maybe he just forgot about me. But the longer I sit with it, the more I realize silence isn't absence. It's sovereignty. It's God saying, I'm doing something you don't need to understand yet. And that drives me absolutely crazy sometimes. But it's also the most peaceful kind of crazy I've ever known. Because before Jesus, I was always trying to make things happen. Hustling, fixing, convincing, worrying, manipulating outcomes so I wouldn't get hurt. But now, I'm learning that anything I have to force will eventually drain me. If it's really from God, I won't have to play puppeteer to keep it together. And that applies to everything. Jobs, friendships, ministries, relationships. If I have to constantly justify it, fight for it, or defend it, it's probably not God's best for me. Because peace doesn't need a debate team. It just is. And man, I've wasted a lot of energy trying to make peace where there wasn't any. Telling myself, God must be testing me, when really, I was just outside his will. Sometimes what we call spiritual warfare is really just self-inflicted chaos. And there's this thing I do, and maybe you do it too, where I mistake momentum for a blessing. If it's moving, it must be God, right? But not everything that moves is divine. Sometimes the enemy's biggest trick is acceleration, because he knows if he can get me to run ahead of God, I'll wear myself out before I even get to the promise. And I think about Abraham and Sarah a lot, how they got tired of waiting for the promise and decided to help God out. And we all know how that went. God didn't stop loving them, but the mess they made, lasted for generations. That story hits different now, because I get it. Waiting feels unbearable when you've been told something good is coming, but nothing's happening yet. But what I love about God is that he doesn't cancel his plans because we panic. He just patiently waits for us to stop forcing Ishmael so he can bring Isaac. He's not mad. He's just like, are you done? Okay, cool. Now, watch me work. And I think that's what faith actually looks like in real life. Not perfection, not performance, but the ability to stop doing what we were never called to do in the first place. Faith is learning to unclench your fists. Faith is not needing to edit God's timeline. And if I'm honest, I'm still learning. Half the time, I still catch myself trying to strategize with Jesus like he's my business partner. I'll say, okay, Lord, if you could just confirm this 3 more times, maybe through a random stranger wearing a hoodie with a verse on it. But he never does, because he's not in the business of being manipulated, even by someone with good intentions and a nervous heart. But here's the grace part. He never stops teaching me, even when I get it wrong. He's patient. Oh, so patient. Even when I push too hard, he gently lets me fall on my face, not to humiliate me, but to remind me that striving isn't trusting. And that's where he's meeting me lately, right in the tension between I want this to work and I want your will. I'm realizing that the things that come from God won't require me to play pretend. They won't make me beg. They won't make me compromise who I'm becoming in him just to keep them. They'll fit, not perfectly, but peacefully. And that's the difference. The hardest part about learning to stop manipulating things is that it feels like doing nothing. And I hate doing nothing. I'm a recovering fixer. If something's broken, I grab duct tape and prayer oil and try both. But God doesn't need a co-pilot. He needs surrender. And surrender is basically faith with no backup plan. And that's hard for me. I like a good backup plan. Plan B makes me feel safe. But God has this annoying habit of letting Plan A fall apart just to prove he never needed my alphabet of options in the first place. I used to think faith was about believing hard enough until things looked the way I wanted. But now I know it's about believing even when they don't. And that shift will humble you. You start catching yourself mid-sentence saying, God told me, and realizing, nope, that was just caffeine and anxiety collaborating again. We love to say, God told me, when what we mean is really, I really want this to happen. It's not that we're lying, it's just that we haven't learned to tell the difference between the Holy Spirit and our own excitement yet. And that's okay. Growth isn't pretty. It's awkward and clumsy and full of spiritual face plants. But God would rather have our honesty than our fake holiness. And sometimes I think he smiles when I say, Lord, I'm trying not to manipulate this, but you're really taking your time. Because he knows that honesty is better than fake patience. He can work with real. You ever notice how peace feels different than permission? Peace doesn't always come with green lights. Sometimes it just settles in your chest like, yeah, stay right here. Don't move yet. But my flesh hates that. I'm like, God, if you're not going to move the mountain, can you at least send a text that says why? But he doesn't owe me an explanation. He gives revelation instead. And it usually comes after I've stopped trying to control everything. And that's the thing about manipulation. It feels powerful, but it's really just panic wearing confidence. When I start scheming, I'm not strong, I'm scared. Scared God forgot. Scared I'm missing my shot. Scared the promise expired. But God doesn't run out of promises. We just run out of patience. And I've learned that when it's really God, I don't have to rehearse the outcome. I don't have to convince anyone else it's right. The fruit will speak. When something is blessed, it carries peace even in the chaos. When something's forced, it carries stress even in the silence. And I can't tell you how many times I've tried to open doors that God had clearly deadbolted shut. And instead of taking the hint, I'm there jiggling the handle, calling it spiritual persistence. Persistence is praying through the wait. Manipulation is panicking through the silence. There's a big difference. But here's where God's grace still wrecks me. He's gentle even when I'm pushy. He'll let my plans crumble softly so I don't break with them. He'll close the door kindly, not cruelly. And even when I get mad at him for not doing what I wanted, he doesn't leave. And that's the part that makes me love him more. He doesn't punish immaturity. He parents it. I used to picture God rolling his eyes every time I said, but Lord, what if? Now I think he just laughs because he knows I'm learning. Faith isn't perfect trust. It's persistent surrender. It's saying, I still don't get it, but I'm not going to grab the wheel this time. And that's growth. So now, before I make a decision, I ask one question. Do I have peace or do I just have momentum? Because momentum feels good. It's loud and fast and full of adrenaline. The peace is quiet. Peace doesn't beg. Peace doesn't panic. Doesn't need validation. And is always where God is. I wish I could say I've mastered this, but no. I still get twitchy when God's timeline stretches longer than my comfort zone. But that twitch, that's where the transformation is happening. That's where trust is being built. Because manipulation is about fear of loss. But surrender is about faith in love. And I'm finally starting to believe that God's love is big enough to handle what I let go of. I don't have to chase His will down. He'll meet me when I'm ready to obey it. So if you're listening to this right now and you're wrestling with something you're trying to make happen, stop for a second. Breathe. Ask yourself if you're moving in peace or pressure. Because if it's really God, you won't have to twist arms, fake calm, or beg for signs. He'll make it clear, and He'll make it last. Sometimes the most powerful faith move you can make is doing absolutely nothing but trusting Him. And when you finally stop forcing, you'll start flowing. And that's where the miracles happen. Not in manipulation, but in surrender. So you've been listening to Unpolished But Called. I'm Catherine Schaefer. And if this episode made you laugh, nod, or maybe squirm a little, good. That means God's stirring something. We're all learning how to stop forcing things and just let Him lead one unpolished step at a time. And if you haven't already, go hit subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a new episode. You can also visit CatherineSchaefer.com for updates and devotionals and my books and all things Unpolished But Called. And hey, if this episode spoke to you, would you share it, please? Text it, post it, send it to that friend who keeps saying, God told me about every new idea they get. We are in this together, figuring it out with faith, caffeine, and a little bit of holy sarcasm. So until next time, stay real, stay rooted, and remember, if it's really God, you won't have to push it. It'll stand on its own.